This is Franchise Today, brought to you by FRM Solutions, providers of the best-in-class software solutions for franchise relationship management. Franchise Today is your destination for weekly information, conversations, and interviews with accomplished industry leaders, all of whom share best practices for sustainable growth and sensible franchising. Here now, your host, Stan Friedman, to kick off this week's podcast.
Today is Wednesday, March 15th. I'm Stan Friedman, and this is Franchise Today. Well, rest and recuperation from my 25th IFA convention is nothing that I budgeted time for. So instead, it's been a week of heads down, plowing through all the follow-ups, communications, and acting on all of the good that came from another amazing event. The Super Bowl of franchising, as the annual convention has come to be called. Hats off to Matt Haller, the convention committee, and the entire IFA team for putting on another stellar event. As has been the case over the course of the past several years, the amount of activity, education, networking, meetings, roundtables, concurrent learning opportunities, exhibit hall floor time, board and committee meetings, meals, parties, and receptions were all in abundance, crammed in fact into a few short days, with some often overlapping others to the point where tough choices had to be made about what to do or what not to do. Then top all that off with my decision to come home Tuesday night at midnight on a red eye, and don't spend a minute wondering what it was I was thinking about whenever I thought that was a good idea. Memo to self, never ever do that again. In no world, under any circumstances, will the red eye ever be a good or righteous decision. My last word on IFA is an expression of gratitude to Eric Stoll, my partner at FRM Solutions, and to Katie Fisher, who handles client partnerships for us at FRM. Thanks to both of you for joining me in the booth, and to Michael Stewart back home, our director of marketing, for his strategic, creative, logistical, and tactical support, getting us prepared, packaged, and able to focus our full attention on being there and able to have conversations with so many of our current and future clients. And speaking of conversations, thanks to the 40 or so of you who added your voices to last week's episode of Franchise Today, the voices of IFA and what IFA means to them. What a great episode. So a quick break here, and I'm back in 2 minutes or less with Trevor Rapley, CEO and Chief Storyteller at Franchise Filming, where they get their clients' stories out for the world to see.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchisors of restaurants, bars, and grills, and multi-unit franchisees, listen up. This message is for you. If you're looking to engage guests, elevate profits, and enhance your customer experience, Atmosphere TV is the answer. What's Atmosphere, you ask? Atmosphere is the world's number one streaming TV service for businesses, here to help you make more and save big on overpriced cable packages. Atmosphere provides you with a free programming option, bringing more than 60 ultra-engaging audio-optional channels designed to please customers and increase their average ticket. So, how does it work? Well, it's easy. Upon sign-on, Atmosphere sends you a free device loaded with over 60 channels of eye-grabbing entertainment. From news and sports to viral videos and fuzzy animals, every channel is family-friendly and designed to keep your customers happy and engaged. Plus, thanks to Atmosphere's 100% audio-optional format, the programming is perfect for any setting, no matter how loud or busy. Atmosphere isn't limited to restaurants or bars either. Any business with a TV screen can benefit from better entertainment. So stop playing and paying overpriced cable. Go with free TV instead. Chiropractors, doctors, dentists, auto shops, anyone with TV in their waiting rooms can jump on this amazing offer. Just go to atmosphere.tv/signup and use the code FRANCHISE, and Atmosphere will waive the usual one-time $99 activation fee for your free-to-stream device. Visit Atmosphere online at atmosphere.tv, and remember, use the code FRANCHISE to waive your one-time activation fee. Visit atmosphere.tv to elevate your franchise's entertainment experience today. Franchise Filming is about more than video production. It's more about storytelling, evoking emotion, communicating authenticity and happiness by breathing all of that into the B2B and B2C videos that they produce for the franchise brands that they serve. And they do it with a twist. offering their services on a subscription basis, and they turn these videos around in an amazing 10-day period of time from shooting to delivery. Here to tell us all about it is founder, CEO, and chief storyteller, Trevor Rapley. Trevor Rapley, welcome to Franchise Today.
Thank you, Stan, for having me on.
I'm pleased to have you on. I've heard many good things from people who seem pretty fired up by what you do, and we're going to get to unpack that and talk about it today. And I'll first ask you, though, Trevor, to help the audience know what they always want to know before they learn anything more about my guests. And that, of course, is how franchising found you and what it was that you were doing that intersected with franchising and when that was.
Yes, sir, man. I love to tell this. So I always thought I was going to be in filmmaking, filming wedding videos, making smaller business videos locally. And in 2019, Go Mini's franchising came up to us and they found us on Yelp. They wanted a basic business video. And Mike, the CEO at the time, goes, "I'm a franchisor." And I'm like, "What's a franchisor?" I didn't even know what that was. So I looked it up. I was still confused. We make the video. At the very end of the video, Mike goes, "You have to go to IFA." And once again, I'm like, "What is IFA?" And he goes, "Nobody makes inspiring good videos in this space. You should go. And if you go, I'm going to introduce you to everyone that I know." I looked at how much it cost to attend, Stan, and I'm like, "I'm not doing that. That's an insane amount." I ended up saving some of the money, Stan, and I went to IFA 2019 in Vegas, and I saw probably only 5% of franchise brands actually using video the right way. And then in IFA 2020, we got a booth and it went from 0% of what we do, which is franchising, now to 100% what we do, Stan, is franchise videos.
So tell us about your history. What brought you into the video world? Yeah. I saw some things on LinkedIn about you burning DVDs. Like, who would have known that somebody as young as you would even know what a DVD is?
Hey, DVD, man, I remember I was making $11 a DVD when I was 11. So 2001, was converting neighbor VHS to DVDs. I've always been in love with film and movies, and really, honestly, just always having a side hustle, and started to convert VHS to DVDs. Made a ton of money back when I was a kid, and that was probably, you know, $200-$300, right? And then I got into filming. My dad and mom would always film, like the big shoulder cameras, right? They would film everything raw, and I would watch it back, and I loved how it wasn't quick cuts. It was the real sound. It was the real video of my mom getting mad. It was the real video of us screaming. And I'm like, this is kind of cool. I want to film some more. And then when I was 13, I filmed my first wedding. The rest is history from there. I have never had another job. I've only ever worked for myself.
So what did you go to school to do? What was your parents' plan for your life?
So I went to Cal State Fullerton, went there for TV and media. They have always understood that I loved to film. The other issue of that is, will that actually make money, right? But sometimes, as we all know, doing what you love sometimes won't make you a lot of money, especially at the front. And went to school for TV film, learned a lot there. But honestly, I learned everything just out in the real world. Filming weddings, business videos. And now I can't even imagine my life without franchising. I mean, I can't even imagine a world where I don't go to all the shows, where we don't film these amazing, inspiring videos. So I'm humbled that I'm even on this now.
Well, I'm going to make a comparison. Of course, what I do with Franchise Today is minus video, but theater of the mind is every bit as imaginative as is video. It probably is even more imaginative in some ways, because people have to form a picture in their minds of what they're hearing and who they're hearing and what is it they look like. And back in radio days, it used to be a ton of fun for me to meet a listener, because their impression of what they thought you were is based on that very thing, theater of the mind. And absent a picture in front of them, they create their own. So sometimes those expectations don't match up to reality. And it could be, you know, disturbing to somebody, because it kind of bursts the bubble. But the thing I tell people on my podcast week after week as guests is something that I think lines up amazingly with what you do in your business, which is people aren't going to remember 90% of the things they hear you tell them on my podcast. What they're going to remember is how you make them feel. And I think that video for business, especially B2B, is just a huge piece of engagement to help people get an opinion or to forge some semblance of how do I feel about this brand? And those things that are cultural that you can't get at a discovery day, or you can't get visiting just a corporate office without seeing life through the eyes of the consumer, perhaps, is something that I think your business breathes life into. How close am I to correct?
You are exactly right. I mean, Harvard says 95% of us buy based on how we feel, not based on facts or stats or the 5-minute stock video that every brand thinks actually works. Like, if you don't make someone feel something, especially in marketing, you're never going to win that deal. And that's what I saw in franchising. Just everybody's 20 years behind. Like, I saw it in the insurance space too. And Stan, what is so powerful about franchising is how many lives get better, how franchisors make their franchisees actually love their job. They get to work for themselves. They get to see their kids more. They get to not work for that boss that's rude. They get to be home for that soccer game. But the problem is they're not showing that. They are just making all these pieces of video that doesn't actually paint a picture. And if franchisors would just stop trying to script everything and stop trying to make it seem exactly right, and you just ask questions to the franchisee, you will be blown away by how authentic their response is. And that's where the story will naturally come out, is how has this franchisee's life gotten better since being a franchisee of XYZ brand? If brands would just focus on that and just stop trying to script everything, their leads will increase. They will have more people at their discovery day. Just stop trying to script everything. That's the one thing I try and tell people, is let the interviewee tell it in their way.
So let me ask you to clarify something for me in terms of what you mean by unscripting. Franchising, by virtue of its definition, is scripted. Everything has to be, from processes and procedures, scripted. But are you really alluding to the way people speak about their business franchise or their business format in terms of just speaking how they feel about the business? And you're not talking about unscripting the business processes, but you're talking more about explaining the business processes.
So what I mean by that is, yes, the franchise system has to be scripted. All the books, the steps, the processes. But when it comes to a marketing video, the worst thing a franchise can do is try and script it, because the franchisor is going to naturally try and just make it sound the way that they want it to sound, but it's not going to resonate. So the best thing franchisors can do when making franchise development videos is just let the story come out. Just ask questions during the video filming, so that you get emotional-based answers. Once again, we all buy based on how we feel, not based on facts. So if your video is all about facts and ROI increases, it doesn't work, especially at the top of the funnel. Have emotional, engaging, inspiring content at the top of the funnel to draw in those leads.
So you do videos from two perspectives, as I understand it. You'll do lifestyle videos from the services provided from franchisees to consumers in the field, in their territories, showing somebody what a day in the life would look like. And then what do you do in the B2B side for lead generation? You do videos there to create prospect interest as well. So B2B and B2C, and how much of which is driving your business?
So Stan, man, franchise development videos, I didn't even know what that word was in 2019. And now I would say it's over 75% of what we do. It's just, you know, the biggest pain point we solve for franchisors is the ability to film these franchisees no matter where they are, whether it's in Michigan, Florida, Long Beach, and the ability to completely take over the project and, of course, edit that video in just 5 to 10 days. So the ability for us to travel around the U.S., film these franchisees, and make content that will help sell more franchises is the bread and butter of what we do.
I'll tell you what let's do, Trevor. Why don't we take a quick break right here and come back from that break and talk about that business model and how it works and who it works for best, and is it affordable for everybody from, say, startups all the way through to the enterprise level. So we'll pick all that back up again when we return from a quick break. We are talking today with the chief storyteller at Franchise Filming, Trevor Rapley, and we'll be right back.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
We are all familiar with Vistage, YPO, and EO. Well, now comes Zor Forum, a somewhat similar type of executive group, but this one comes with a twist. Zor Forum groups are exclusively for franchisors. Imagine a peer group for sharing and networking on a platform built exclusively for franchise executives. Zor Forum members are afforded unparalleled access to best practices and some of the brightest minds within the franchising world through regular meetings and a dedicated communications platform. In this post-COVID world, a franchise-specific mastermind or peer group is an endeavor worth making time for. Zor Forum groups of 6 to 10 will bring leaders together that are in similar situations, but with exclusivity in terms of their competitive sets, so that each can openly help others benefit from their respective knowledge, perspective, and experience with no fear of competitive loss. Network, learn, strategize, and remain motivated along your journey. Join a peer group, not just any peer group. Join the only one designed for emerging franchisors. Join Zor Forum. Learn more at zorforum.com. That's www.zorforum.com. And the conversation continues today with Trevor Rapley at Franchise Filming, who's got quite an incredible concept, not just bringing video to franchising in ways that others haven't conceived of, but doing it on a subscription basis, which I suppose enables you to travel around the country without charging for your services on each trip on a per video set or per video shoot basis. Mm-hmm. So how exactly does that look, Trevor? And is that something that just about anybody in franchising could afford?
Yeah, so we are, you know, growing the business. I wanted to be everything to everyone, right? And I realized as we scaled, it's just not feasible, right? So we target franchisors with anywhere from 50 units and up. And what we really do for them, especially our VIP membership model, is when I was walking around the floor at IFA in Vegas in 2019, I just would ask people, why haven't you done video? Like, I'm not even trying to sell me. Why isn't there video on your landing page, on your website, or at your booth? And they would always say three things. And the first thing was, well, I don't want to pay travel fees to send someone. Okay, noted that. I don't want to wait 6 months for a video, which pretty much everybody does right now. Okay, we'll make it in 10 days. And lastly, I wanted to actually evoke emotion. And I'm like, okay, so you can't script emotion. So why don't we ask questions, and why don't we never allow scripts ever? And that's really how we scaled really throughout the past 24 months, is the ability to hold true to those values of, we will actively walk away from a video if the franchisor wants us to script what a franchisee or what a staff member will say. We will just walk away from it because it doesn't align with our values. True emotion cannot be scripted. And that is what we value the most. And are we affordable? Because my answer is, we're not trying to be super affordable. Stan, so as franchise brands reach out to us, I want to have a conversation with them because we are not for every brand out there, right? Stan, so it's really not about price at the end of the day. It's about the value, right? And the value that we provide to every franchise brand out there is the ability to literally give us an Excel sheet, Stan, of everyone they want filmed. It doesn't matter if they're in Mexico, Sacramento, we will schedule that day. We will interview that franchisee. We will film all the content that they need. And within just 10 days, that video will be done. So it's really about what the franchisor values. And we like to work with the franchise brands that understand they should not be really involved in the filming. They should just let a vendor work.
You know, in my CRM business at FRM Solutions, I tell people I'm not going to be the cheapest. I promise you I'm not going to be the cheapest, but you don't want me to be the cheapest either.
That's the answer.
So the truth is that it is all about value. And if I deliver in ways that do do things for you that make your life simpler, then the price value equation is, where's the pain point? And do I hit the tipping point in delivering against that bucket list of things that you're trying to solve for? And if so, here's my price for doing it. You determine whether it's worth it or not, because it's not going to be the same for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's going to be what matters to you. And if I can solve for it, then the price is not an issue. And I feel like it's probably pretty much the same in your business, but I don't mean to be putting words in your mouth, Trevor.
No, yeah. And Stan, so we spent all of last year tracking every single minute that our team worked. And my goal was to figure out, how much time do we actually save these franchisors? Stan, it was the funniest thing and the greatest thing to realize that on average, if a franchisor wants us to go to 4 different cities across 4 different days of filming and make 20 videos, Stan, it takes us on average 559 hours. I think that math was 65 working days, if that math is right, that franchise brand just got back. They don't have to deal with internal resources. We literally are giving franchise brands their time back for what they know they need, but they can't seem to find the right vendor to execute on it.
So what about other types of video for your clients? What if a client wanted you perhaps to come and shoot their convention? Are you able to do those kinds of projects as well? And how does that fit into the subscription, if at all?
So those are super fun. We actually just got back from a San Antonio event where we filmed a 3-day franchise event. We did headshots. We did overnight edits. We captured interviews. We were there each day from 6 a.m. until 11 p.m. The franchisor wasn't involved at all. And the beautiful thing, Stan, about our membership model is the ability to keep it simple. How we operate is, I found the biggest objection for a franchisor using a video team is they have to know exactly what they want, where we're filming, who we're filming, and what's the end goal. Sometimes that's not possible, right? So how our model works is, it's, you are pre-buying, you're pre-investing in filming days and a number of films that you want. So for example, our most popular package, 4 days of filming with 5 videos each day. We don't have to know where we're going, what we're doing, or what content it is. It gives the franchisor the ability to push it through accounting, to push it through without having to know all the bells and whistles. And then we figure it out as a team once that gets locked down.
So do you have techs all over the country? Do you have camera people all over the country? How do you operate that? And how big a team are you?
Yeah, we do. So I am very happy to say that there are a lot of talented people out there, and they just want to film awesome videos. So we have a full-time team of 6, and we work with about 10 awesome freelancers around the US every single month. People that know franchising, that we've trained them to know franchising. They understand our values. They understand what we stand for. It's really cool to see how much talent is actually out there.
What would the typical length be of a video that you deem to be the most highly effective? Probably used online, I would guess, on a website or as a live link. How long are those?
So the world is getting shorter attention spans every single minute, right? Videos that were 5 minutes long used to be totally okay. But if you really want to convert someone, especially at the top of the funnel, someone that doesn't know who you are, doesn't know what you offer, the best type of content that a franchise can make are videos that are 60 to 90 seconds. You want there to be an emotional hook at the front. You want there to be the best, most emotional interview in the middle. And you want to end with sign up now. If films are too long, you've now lost that lead. They're back on Facebook. They're like back to work. They just closed the laptop. The best content is the shortest. There's a saying in the film world, the best editors know how to delete the most. Because if we film for 9 hours, then the final video is 90 seconds, you're cutting 98% of what you shot. But if the end result is this emotional, engaging, inspiring video, the other 97% doesn't really actually matter.
Less is more. That's what I'm hearing you say. Less is more. I remember years ago when I was still in the chicken wing business, we came back from Buffalo, New York with all kinds of awards at the National Buffalo Wing Festival. And we got a phone call from the production company for Al Roker's Roker on the Road. And they were talking about coming to see us. And ultimately they did. And they spent, I don't know, 19 or 20 hours over 1.5 days inside of a store, turning it into about 6 minutes of TV produced video. So yeah. I feel your pain when you talk about how much gets left behind.
So besides FranDev videos, we can do recruitment videos, customer testimonial videos, training magazine videos, videos for TV with actors. So we just shot for Mr. Rooter last month. We probably prepped for 2 months. We had 3 days of filming that were 14-hour days, all to make 8 30-second videos. All that work for 8 30s. But man, those videos are good. And it's going to help drive so much sales because we're able to just condense it.
What about shelf life on these videos? How often do you recommend that a franchisor has to freshen the product up?
Long gone are the days where websites can just be 5 years old and the same content still there. The brands that are consistently making video every single year are the ones that will win. I understand that people move out, people get fired, people move to the side. That's never a reason to not film videos, especially on the leadership side. And I recommend franchise brands to be making content every single year. They should not say, we did it, because the minute you think that is the minute that you're going to stop making new videos.
And what about all that video that doesn't make the final product? Does the franchisor still own that? And can they use that B-roll for other things and repurpose it?
Yeah. So a great example, we made a bunch of videos for Green Home Solution last year, and we filmed 3 different filming days. We did 12 different videos, and they wanted the raw files. So what they are using that for is they're going to find the best clips and they're going to give it to the franchisees to use at their local level and add an end card to the end. So it makes it seem like it's the franchisee's content at the local level, but it was just nationally shot that now every franchisee can use that.
Pretty interesting stuff, Trevor. And your business is so young and just has so many places and ways to grow that I'm thinking while we're speaking that I'm just thinking about, what do you see next for you? What's your next chapter when you get through what is probably, if you take time out for COVID, you're still inside your first 5 years.
Yeah.
So what's your business plan look like for what comes next? Is it just scaling up more of what you're doing, or do you have designs on expansion?
Yeah, we're scaling up. Our goal is to film for as many franchise brands as we possibly can. We are building out, actually, Stan, filmmyfranchisees.com. The website's actually live now. The biggest gripe I hear from franchisors are, how can I get content for all my franchisees without having to send a film crew to 300 different cities, right? I just don't even quote that when someone asks me for that, because it's never going to get pushed through. So what Film My Franchisees is a really cool idea. And what it does, it allows us to film 300, 500, 1,000 franchisees all at your annual event. We build sets from scratch. So they walk through like a living room. They can walk through a yard. They can walk through a bathroom. We build the set from scratch. So the franchisee at the event doesn't have to take an Uber and go somewhere to be filmed. They just meet us at conference room B, do some filming for 20 minutes. And then within 10 days, that franchisee has a video that is them. So it humanizes them. It gets their why. It is a truly awesome thing that we cannot wait to launch.
Trevor, we're coming to that final turn where I'll be asking you in a moment to provide contact info. But before I do that, what have I not asked you today that you wished I might have?
The question I get a lot is, what makes you guys different? My niece said she can film, or my PR team said they could film. But what you have to ask yourself is, how emotional will that video be? How fast will that get done? And will it actually evoke emotion to do the exact thing that you want it to do, which is help you sell more franchises, help you find people to work for you. So Stan, what really sets us apart is our ability to just evoke emotion. I have a secret that I try and do each time I'm on set, which is, how can I make someone tear up because this franchise has helped them so much? So emotional videos, Stan, is all we do, and we do it the best.
Okay, Trevor, it's time to tell people how to find you so they can learn more. And this is your moment to deliver that info to them.
Awesome. Well, it's our website is franchisefilming.com. My direct email is Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R, at franchisefilming.com. I'm also very active on LinkedIn, so feel free to search my name there.
Terrific. Trevor, can't thank you enough for joining us today and for sharing so much with an audience that I'm certain is going to be rather hungry to learn more. You've been listening to Trevor Rapley. He is the chief storyteller and CEO of Franchise Filming. Trevor, thanks again for being here. Well, there it is. Yet another fantastic conversation for the archives. Next week, we'll be joined by Robin Gagnon, co-founder, CEO, and franchisor of We Sell Restaurants. Robin is also a member of the Pay It Forward community, where she serves as chair of the IFA's Women's Franchise Committee as well as executive board member of its Atlanta chapter. Until then, I'm Stan Friedman, wishing you the best, the very best of all things franchising. And Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Today is a production of FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM tools to empower relationships with prospective and existing franchisees. No excuses, just solutions. Find them online at FRMSolutions.com. Join Stan every Wednesday at noon Eastern for another live episode of Franchise Today. Or, as always, download episodes on demand at blogtalkradio.com or iTunes.